150 years ago this year, the Episcopal Diocese of Nebraska had just been born, a year after Nebraska had become a state. The Union Pacific Railroad had also started its steady march across the plains, headed west through the middle of the state. A forward-thinking bishop from Chicago used the rails to spread the gospel and set up a string of small churches along the rail line. One of those churches is still standing, a time capsule of Nebraska's earliest days.
My name is Cleo Skinner. I'm a lifelong member of my church. My mother was a lifelong member of this church, so it goes back a ways.
In Central City, with a population of around 3,000 and not far from Grand Island, Christ Church Episcopal sits just a couple of blocks off of Highway 30. This is a familiar place for Skinner.
My grandmother always sat right up there. My grandmother always did. My mother, there was nine of us kids, so we filled a couple pews. When I come in, when my kids come with me, I had seven, so I'm filled another one. So it's been a busy place. Baptisms, weddings, funerals, they was with this church.
It's been in this spot since June of 1874, and most of the wood inside, the pulpit, the paneling on the ceiling and walls, and the pews, is just as old. The church was one of a handful built along the rail line between 1867 and 1882 under the direction of Bishop Robert Clarkson, the first leader of the newly formed Episcopal Diocese in Nebraska. Stephen Kay is an attorney in North Platte and is a historian for the church in Nebraska.
On the Union Pacific Main Line between Fremont and North Platte, this is the only original building left. The others were demolished. And of course, in some of the towns, larger churches were built, but this is the only surviving one on the UP route, like I said, between Fremont and North Platte, and it's really something.
Bishop Clarkson wanted to use the rails to grow the new diocese. Soon, small churches popped up in towns like Schuyler, Columbus, Silver Creek, Clarks, Grand Island, and Kearney. Kay reads a letter Clarkson wrote about his plans to spread the gospel.
We desire to follow the locomotive with the church and the gospel as rapidly as possible. New towns are springing up along the track, and we must be early on the ground. We are trying to place little churches in every town along the line so that their crosses may be waymarks of the gospel's march across the continent.
It's original. It's been here for all the years I remember.
Standing with one hand on the old pulpit, lifelong Central City resident Tom Wagner is one of about 20 members of the church who still attend weekly prayer services. A priest from Grand Island visits about once a month. Wagner says Bishop Clarkson's ability to anticipate the needs of the church and the small towns was crucial to their growth.
You know, nobody knew what the plain states were, and they built the railroad, 4 miles a day. How did he know? And he started it at the same time they were building that track. I can't imagine how he had that vision to know how it was going to change the country.
Lots for the churches were usually donated by the railroad. Episcopal congregations in the East donated money to help build the churches, with the stipulation that the churches be named after them. A congregation in East Orange, New Jersey, donated $300 for the church in Central City. It was a calculated effort to use the rails to build the diocese.
The church used mass transportation as a foundation. They knew that the towns were going to grow where the mass transportation was.
In her office at the Episcopal Diocese in Omaha, retired history professor Joe Barron spends a lot of her time studying the history of the church in Nebraska. She says the railroads donating land for churches was somewhat self-serving. They knew in order to have a viable town, they had to have churches. At the same time, Bishop Clarkson and others saw that need as an opportunity.
They knew that if they could get a church in there, the town would grow. So that's the mentality. I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg, in terms of Clarkson or any other bishop. They've got a flock. The flock is establishing very small communities. Those small communities need churches and civic buildings to look like they're viable, and you're going to want to move.
Back inside the tiny church in Central City, Cleo Skinner looks around a sanctuary that's still holding on after 136 years. Her sense of humor is still intact, along with the pews she sat in as a young girl.
We used to have things here for a choir, but we don't have a choir anymore. We're lucky to have members.
She still comes to church when she can, a part of her life that hasn't changed much over the years.
It's my history. It's my life, you know. I think as you get older, these memories mean more than when you're younger.
It's history that started with the dreams of a bishop, tiny churches, and a rail line through the heart of Nebraska. For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.